WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off. The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
You're listening to the New Yorker Radio Hour.
Tales of Old Santa Fe by Jack Handy. The Old Landscape Painter. The old painter had painted more landscapes than he cared to remember. It used to keep him up at night, but nowadays he soothed his nerves with whiskey. The worst part was there was always some young landscape painter who thought he was better. One day, just such a painter drifted in from Carmel by the Sea, California. He had a carload of paintings, and he challenged the old landscape painter to a two-man show. "Please, just head on back to Carmel," said the old painter. "What's the matter, old-timer?" said the young painter. "Yella?" So the old painter agreed. When the gallery closed that night, the old landscape painter had sold every one of his paintings. Mountain views, adobe houses, southwest sunsets. And the young painter hadn't sold a thing. "Let me give you some advice, son," said the old painter. "Folks around these parts don't really go for seascapes." The young painter got in his car and drove straight through to Carmel without stopping.
Jack Handy reading his Tales of Old Santa Fe.
A Bulto for his Nicho. One time, a fancy dude from back east came and bought himself a double adobe casa on the east side. Then he went out and got a bulto for his nicho. But the nicho was too small for the bulto. He called in a brujo and asked him to use his powers to make the bulto fit. "It don't work like that," said the brujo. He quoted an old Spanish dicho. "If your bulto doesn't fit in your nicho, you must either enlarge your nicho or take the bulto back and exchange it for a smaller bulto." Confused and angry, the dude went back east, never to return. The Tale of Allie McGraw. Seems there was a rumor going around that Allie McGraw was going to move out of Santa Fe. A contingent from the mayor's office showed up at her door. "Allie, we heard you might be moving out of town," said the mayor. "Please don't do it. Before you came here, Santa Fe wasn't fit for women or children." "Don't worry, mayor. I ain't a-going nowheres," said Allie. "But tell me, who started this dang fool rumor?" "Alan Arkin," said the mayor. The next time Allie saw Arkin, she threw a shot of whiskey in his face. Arkin drew the derringer he always carries, but Allie slapped it out of his hand. To this day, when folks see Allie on the street, they make the motion of someone throwing whiskey in someone else's face. The Wailing Woman. Despite warnings from friends and relatives, a local lady bought an expensive turquoise necklace from an unlicensed jeweler. The turquoise turned out to be fake, nothing more than blue powder held together with a kind of clear resin. In despair and humiliation, the woman killed herself. Now, on moonlit nights, her wailing ghost wanders the hills and arroyos of Santa Fe, demanding her money back.
Jack Handy is the author of What I'd Say to the Martians and other books. You can hear some other stories he's recorded at newyorkerradio.org.